This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is out today. So it turns out that the sky isn't falling after all, but the sea is rising. And the surprising finding in a study published yesterday in the Journal of Nature Climate Change is that sea levels are rising 3 to 4 times faster along much of the eastern seaboard than elsewhere in the world, meaning right here. The so-called hotspot identified by the U.S. Geological Survey extends along the eastern seaboard from Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, to Boston, with less severe effects extending northward into Canada. UMass Boston hydrologist Ellen Douglas has been modeling sea level rise in the Boston area for years, and earlier today we asked her to help us understand what this new finding means for the Massachusetts coastline. Professor Douglas, first of all, were you surprised by this finding by the U.S. Geological Survey?
Well, I wasn't really surprised because in 2009 there was a study that indicated we could be seeing higher sea level rises along the northeast coast. So this actually just confirmed that that modeling study was correct.
Well, I wonder if you could just sort of take us into the science of how this prediction may be possible, because I think some people are rather confused. Like, what is it that makes sea level rise potentially higher in places like the East Coast than on other coastlines? You'd think that the water would rise sort of equivalently no matter where you were in the world.
Right. Well, you would. I think that's because most of us are used to looking at like lakes and reservoirs where the water isn't moving and it acts like a big bathtub and the water level is the same all the way around. But in the ocean, there are all kinds of strong currents and there are these big circular patterns called gyres. And whenever you have currents going at different velocities, it actually causes the water surface to be at different elevations. And so we have the big current called the Gulf Stream that comes up along our coast, and that set up a slope, basically, from the Gulf Stream to the shore, which has actually kept our sea levels relatively lower. But one of the impacts of climate change due to the increase in ocean temperatures is that it could be slowing down that current, which then reduces that slope from the current to the ocean and increases our sea level that we see along the coast here.
So, Professor Douglas, the USGS sort of refrained from actually putting a number in terms of the amount of sea level rise that we might see here off the coast of Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. I mean,
do you have a sense as to, say, 50 years from now, how many feet higher the ocean's going to be?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question, but other studies have looked at different scenarios into the future. If we continue pumping more CO2 into the atmosphere, there's going to be more warming, which means more, you know, expansion of the oceans and more ice melt, which could mean, you know, at the highest projection right now, about 2 meters of sea level rise by the end of the century, which is over 6 feet, which is a lot.
That sounds like an enormous amount, actually. And that's on, that's potentially sort of on average. And I imagine there'd be even greater concern when we get hit by a storm.
Well, yes, even a storm that we see now coming in on higher seas, that just means the water and the waves can flood further inland than we haven't seen in the past.
So what is that going to mean, you think, for neighborhoods like Back Bay or even further inland in Boston? Are they likely to be flooded with increasing regularity?
Even if we didn't change the frequency of coastal storms right now, if they come in on higher seas, sea levels, 2.5, 3 feet of sea level is pretty much accepted to occur sometime in the 21st century, and depending on how much CO2 we pump into the atmosphere, it could happen sooner or later. But, you know, if you get storms in on a higher sea, they're going to flood further inland. You know, Back Bay and Cambridge, they're protected by the Charles River Dam, but if you get an extreme storm surge of 5 feet on top of 2.5 feet of sea level rise, that actually overtops the Charles River Dam and then can cause flooding in Cambridge and Back Bay. And the other issue is when sea level is rising, it's actually plugging up the ends of storm drains. And so when you get storm water that's coming from the land as well, it can't go anywhere, so that backs up. So you kind of, in the coastal areas like Boston and surrounding Boston Harbor, you have these combined effects of water from inland not being able to go anywhere and water from the ocean coming further inland than we normally experience.
And Professor Douglas, there has been some criticism of this USGS report saying that it's not clear whether or not the rise in sea level is due to a current cycle we might be in or a long-time trend. What do you make of that criticism?
Of course, the tide gauges that they used at most have 100 years worth of records, but there are certainly other studies with modeling and other longer-term data sets from ice cores that indicate that the trends that we're experiencing are so different and so much steeper, so much faster than what we've seen in the past, that it's pretty likely these are going to continue.
What are your prescriptions for how we can cope in the next generation?
Interestingly, my colleagues and I have been working with the Boston Harbor Association to start identifying what are those strategies that individuals can start working on now. So, for example, there may be properties in downtown Boston that will get flooding, but it might be just the point where, you know, if a storm's coming, just get some sandbags and, you know, put them in front of the door. Or it might mean that you need to identify critical utilities, like the aquarium has already done, and move their utilities to higher floors so that they don't get flooded in case of a storm.
So, Professor Douglas, those are some local-level flood protection measures that people could take. But, you know, there are places in the world where they've essentially created gigantic engineering projects, such as off the lagoon in Venice, to stop storm surges from coming into, you know, entire cities. So I'm wondering, is something like that possible here in Boston?
Well, one thing that actually was brought up, I think, 20 years ago was the possibility of a hurricane barrier in Boston Harbor. It would be really expensive, and people always, that's like the first thing they think of when they look at these maps as a possibility. And I would imagine that we're going to look at those kinds of options in the future.
And is there a place that you recommend people go to sort of get a map or a sense as to what their neighborhoods might look like with varying sort of predictions and sea level rise?
Well, we have the maps that we did in 2010 on the website for the Boston Harbor Association. That's tbha.org. So they can see the maps of different levels of flooding around the Boston Harbor. There's also a nice report that the Union of Concerned Scientists did in 2007 that people can access, and that was for the entire Northeast, including Boston, that people can access at climatechoices.org.
Well, we'll put some of those links at our website, radioboston.org. Ellen Douglas is a UMass Boston hydrologist. Professor Douglas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. This was great.